Welcome to The Culture, your campy, irreverent source for retro fun. We love 80s horror, comedy and sci-fi. We also love talking about these great films. Sometimes we stay on topic, other times not so much. So pop in a VHS tape, adjust the tracking, and join in on the conversation.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm still snapping.
You're still snapping? Okay. This will be a snappy episode.
We're going to get you. We're going to get you out. You're going to be able to go home. No, probably not. Any of that will happen. Because tonight we're talking about The Last Circus.
The very last one.
Not the first circus.
Not the middle one.
No, never the middle circus. We'd never talk about the middle circus on this channel.
That's goddamn. Just don't do it.
That stays at
middle circus.
Yeah.
We're talking about Caleb's pick tonight.
The Last Circus.
The last goddamn circus.
The last goddamn one we'll ever have to deal with. Oh, sorry, that was right in the mic. God bless it. When will I ever learn?
Sorry, producer Scott.
Sorry, going home. A toast.
A toast and a quick howdy hello to everyone and welcoming them. Welcoming them. You.
Welcoming you. You are welcome.
You're welcome.
In our home.
Yes.
Our basement home.
Where the temperature is not too horrible tonight.
No, because it's like
50 degrees outside.
It's weirdly cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like hot and then it's been like rainy and odd temperatures. You don't care. Cheers, everybody.
I care.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, I like that. The Last Circus on the left. That would be... That would be the crossover nobody asked for. That's for goddamn sure. Oh,
good old Mark Vision's truth.
Oh, Mark Vision's truth. He's got vision.
Is everyone in East Washington as witty as Mark?
No.
Doubt it.
He's the only one. Okay.
5% are as witty, according to census data.
To the East Washington census.
Hey, I watched some things.
You did?
I did my due diligence, and I've not finished it, but I did start quite on the set, not just my recaps on your social medias. And yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, obviously, anybody's recap, they can do a great job, and it'll never fully capture watching it yourself.
Right.
I think it was just Amanda Bynes' birthday, and it was so crazy. It was such a trip down memory lane, because I remember her first episode on all that, because we're the same age.
Oh.
She and I. And, of course,
She's that old?
Just that old, ancient relics we are. And yeah, it's just, you know, and the buzz and the hype has not died down about it. And I hope it doesn't because these things are incredibly important. And so glad for all the people that are speaking up. It's devastating. I watched You'll Never Leave This Place Alive, I think it's called. It's on Netflix. It's on the Flicks. And it's based off of a novel by Adam Neville, who I love. Wrote The Ritual, popular movie.
Anyone in it?
Not that I recognize, but I'm not always great with names and stuff. But it was really good. It was really cool. If you're into like folksy horror, as I am, I think you'll dig it. Couple little notes, but you know, still a really good ride. Highly recommend. And I think, yeah, it's like the cover of it has like, I think it has like a butterfly or a moth or something. You'll never leave this place alive. I want to say. And then I watched Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's the movie to beat. That's the movie to beat for my best of 2024.
We're in
10 out of 10. I have no notes. I thought it was utterly fantastic. I enjoyed the entire ride. I loved the whole look and feel of the film. Even some of like when shit's going down, the effects, it looks like you're watching something in the 70s, which is like really cool. Highly recommend. Have you guys seen it?
No, not yet.
Oh, you'll love it. I think you'll love it.
Yeah, it's, you know.
I think
better than stop motion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like stop. I mean, it's very hard to compare.
No, I understand.
But
trying to get a gauge. Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would, like, I'm going to want to watch this movie. I'm going to crave this movie. Okay. Whereas stop motion, I'll probably watch, you know, again, but not like, oh, I really just feel like putting on my comfort movie is stop motion.
Right.
Whereas, like, Laying Out with the Devil, a little bit more comfort movie vibes.
Okay. Nice.
Yes.
Awesome.
To you.
I am watching Three Body Problem on Netflix.
Yes.
Neil would hate it.
I'd hate it.
Just too much world building and tons of different characters and and science fiction.
Yeah.
And science fiction. So
he only likes science fact.
He only likes science horror.
Yeah. And don't build me no damn world. I don't care
episode to go. I have not read the book, so I don't know how they compare, but
very famous beloved books.
And I am reading a Grady Hendrix novel, Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires.
Very cute.
So halfway through that one, it's basically about kick-ass moms that just do everything.
Just doing it all.
He has a nice foreword at the very beginning about his mother and how she just managed to do everything. And how as a kid, you don't recognize those things. But as an adult, you go like, holy shit. Parents are awesome. So
parents are,
it's pretty cool.
Parents can be all right.
They're all right.
Not as awesome as Grady Hendrix, but they try.
If Grady would adopt me.
Oh, I'd be adopted by Grady Hendrix for sure. Love.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Let's see. There's a film coming out from IFC.
Ooh.
Called In a Violent Nature. You know about that one? So I watched that one.
Ooh.
Got the screener on that. That was pretty good. You know, I think it comes out like end of May. It'll make a couple stops in some of our locations, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But and then after that, it'll go to Shudder eventually. But it was a pretty good film. It's kind of cool when they do it through the eyes, kind of a point of view of the killer, like the slasher, the Jason archetype versus, you know.
We don't see that a lot.
No, you don't. So and that's kind of cool because it's a little bit different. And it's when you watch a thousand slasher films, it's kind of fun to see like you're not paying attention at all to what, you know, the kids and the campers and whatever are doing. You're always with the killer for the most part. So it's kind of cool. And it's got some really fun kills in it. Some really good practical, you know, things going on. So I recommend people see it.
Okay,
so I was looking at Cemetery Man again. Not the whole movie, but I have it on a digital file. And I was just – had to move it from one drive to a different one because I had to make room on the other drive to do some other stuff with it. So I was looking at the beginning film. Like you do. You got to move your files.
Move your files.
So
– Everybody at home, move your files. You ain't moving your files. Lately, move your files. Yeah, go ahead.
And I saw the beginning. I've forgotten about this. The very beginning, they have the snow globe that has the engineer and Nagi on it, right?
Yes, yes.
And the engineer is on the left side. Nagi is on the right.
Okay.
I'm like, I wonder what would happen, what the globe looked like at the end of the movie. So I went to the end, and they were switched positions. So I'm like,
be damned.
So what does that mean? I don't know. But
the plot thickens.
I just wanted to throw it out there in case you guys have any thoughts that they did change.
They kind of switched places in the movie, so they kind of switched places.
Is that all it was, you think? Or is it? I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. They were different globes.
Time is a flat circle.
Right. Time is but a construct created by man. Anyway.
You're like, I'll quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah. Let's see. I wanted to mention again, just want to say hi to our podcast listeners in Fiji, because God bless y'all, but we're still number 6 on the podcast over in Fiji. So we haven't...
That's
pretty cool. We're still up there. So thank you, guys.
To us over there. That's awesome.
Do you remember, can you say thank you or hello or anything?
Hello is Bula.
Okay, Bula.
And thank you is Vanaka.
Perfect.
I like it.
We come see you soon.
Sure.
Hopefully.
I would love to.
Yes. All right. And then otherwise, I just want to mention that the cult film series coming up on the 18th of April. Is going to be that Bruce Lee double feature we spoke about last time, The Clones of Bruce and The Dragon Lives. Again, not really a Bruce Lee double feature, but I guess kind of a kung fu-y kind of, in a way, using Bruce Lee's likeness in the films.
Sure.
One's a documentary about Bruce Lee passing and everyone used him, his likeness, and the other is the movie, the most infamous film. Anyway, just throw that out there. Okay. Y'all, if you're in the area, come take a look.
Take a look.
Yeah. We know the people in Fiji would come watch if they were
They
here.
Would come here.
Yes. If there was not just that pesky
problem, Santa
Pacific
Rosa.
Ocean.
There's a whole ocean.
There's a whole one.
Yeah.
A very large ocean, in fact.
Nice 10-hour flight.
There you go. Okay. Other than that, I think I don't have anything else other than to
You know what's sad?
Ask what's that?
Luke Gossett Jr. died.
Oh, that's right. That is sad.
Yeah. I mean, was an Oscar winner.
He was.
He was in a film we reviewed here.
No.
Jaws 2.
We just saw him in The Color Purple.
Color Purple, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was sad. It's always sad. Like when, you know, somebody passes, it's kind of cool to see the people who talk about so fondly working with them. Mm-hmm. It's just like nice. Like, oh, good. They weren't like a dick, you know.
Right.
Yeah. No, he's... what's it called? Officer and a Gentleman?
Yes.
That's a non-horror
Jaws
movie.
Jaws 3D.
Jaws 3D. That's Officer
His best performance.
Is actually a movie that I like quite a bit, like of my non-horror
it's
movies.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
I really like that movie a lot.
Mm-hmm. Enemy Mine?
Enemy Mine.
We talked about that on this show. I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Same.
I loved it as a child.
Same.
I have no idea how the fuck
Mine
it holds up. Yeah. And it's one of those where I'm borderline, I want to see it, but I also just love where it lives in my memory. And it's like, maybe she's good there.
You know, I feel like, again, the Dennis Quaid and Lou Gossett, you know,
How
pairing.
How could it go wrong?
Well, that, but not, I'll keep just seeing Jaws in my head all the time when I see them now in that movie. Because that movie I saw once when it came out.
Right.
And yeah. I've seen Jaws 3, like, you know, a hundred times.
Yeah,
so.
Twice a year.
You know what I almost said? Now he and Dennis Quaid are in heaven together. I thought Dennis Quaid was dead for a whole, like, 30 seconds. And I'm like,
he should be.
He's not dead.
Not a coke he did, but.
Yeah, according to his own admission. Sorry, Dennis Quaid, that in my mind I thought you were dead for briefly thought
But thank
you were
goodness
dead.
You're not.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank goodness you're not.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad.
Yes, agreed. By the way, we do have merch available, right? We sell the t-shirts and the pillows and the mugs and the ashtrays and whatever else you might have.
This mug could be an ashtray.
No ashtrays.
You're right.
No ashtrays.
This could be.
Anything could be an ashtray if you really wanted to.
Don't true. Smoke people.
Not good for you. But Caleb,
don't
we're...
smoke people.
Yeah, smoke cigarettes, not people.
Unless unless you want to see that really good smoke ring on them when you're eating them.
You can go to www.thecultshow.com/store.
The smoke ring on meat is when you cut the meat and there's a little like kind of a pinkish line right there at the edge. That's the smoke ring.
And people do that too, I guess.
I would think if we're made of meat.
You know, I hate it. Okay, what a time to be alive. Shall we discuss The Last Circus?
I think we should roll that bumper.
The best bumper from the best boy cat. The Last Circus.
Such a good kitty.
The original title of this film is Balada Triste de Trompeta. I'm sorry if it's a lifelong project, me working on my Spanish, but the Ballad of the Sad Trumpet, as we know, from 2010. The year was 2010. No, actually, the year was 1937 and then like 1973 or something.
Sure.
A young trapeze artist must decide between her lust for Sergio, the happy clown, or her affection for Javier, the sad clown. Both of whom are deeply disturbed. So it starts out in 1937, and we have a little bit of flashback, and then it's the 70s. It's like 1975, maybe 73, something like that. It's very near the end of Franco's regime. You can't really summarize this movie
no.
in any sort of capacity. It's one of those movies, it defies logic, it defies genre. Caleb, talk to us about The Last Circus. Why The Last Circus?
why I picked it, you mean?
Yeah.
This was a blind pick. I had never seen this before. I just, I saw a clip of this, I can't remember where, probably on Instagram or something, and it was probably one of those crazy, bizarre scenes with a clown with a machine gun or something.
That's a it's a very
and
popular gif
like,
with him
and
the machine guns.
We just kind of have to do this.
Yeah.
This could go horribly wrong. But you know what? For the most part, I enjoyed it. you know, I thought it was weird and bizarre and just didn't make a lot of sense, but I'm fine with it.
You're living with it?
Yeah.
I feel like I was about to get the hiccups for a minute.
Uh-oh.
I didn't get them. So I really, really liked this movie. Of course I did. And the minute the opening credits started to roll, Scott was like, well, you're going to fucking love this movie. And I was like, yep. I think the set is gorgeous. All the sets. I think especially that first one where we're getting like introduced to the circus, like historical horror movies. It's gorgeous. The color palette's gorgeous. It's a very frenetic movie. Like, it's the pace, frantic, yep. Frenetic. Yep. It's all moving. It doesn't give you a moment to breathe. Yep. And I can see how that is going to be so polarizing for people. And it's weird and it's strange on top of that.
Right.
And kind of dreamlike and stuff. So I could really see how some people would be like, there's just too much going on. It's just like overload.
The right. I feel like that's just an Iglesias thing, though. Like, cause, yeah. I mean, I've only seen this and 30 Coins. But a lot, you see a lot of 30 Coins is like the 22 years later, whenever that show first came out, you know, bigger budget, but it's still gorgeous looking. It's still at times that frantic, like, holy shit, what the fuck's going on kind of thing. So,
Okay.
Yeah, theme of it or just something he does.
He likes a little chaos.
Maybe. Yeah. I want to know because Tommy is saying that she's going to add it to her watch list.
Okay. Yes, you best.
But Tommy always says that they're going to watch the films that we do.
Are you watching them, Tommy?
Tommy, do you actually watch them?
Tell us, Tommy. Know.
I think we might have to do a book report soon.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I agree with you guys. Basically, with everything you said. I mean, it's
basically
I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was frantic and frenetic and I mean all over the place and it's fun chaos and clowns and I mean it was funny, it was, you know, horrifying, it was all these wonderful things.
And more.
You typically want to see in a film. You know, I mean I don't know that if I had any issues because when it was over I was just kinda like, I'm like I didn't love it.
Okay.
But I liked it a lot. And the only reason I didn't love it, I think, was because I wanted a little more – I wanted more craziness at the end.
I could see that. And I mean? I'm kind of with you on that. Yeah.
The payoff is a bit
– Yeah. Yes.
Say that.
Probably, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's – I really, really, really liked it. And I would highly recommend this movie.
Oh, but by all means, yes. It was
– May I give a little history lesson?
Please do so.
So I love history. Love history, and I'm no expert on Franco's Spain, but I first started to get interested in it and tried to learn a little bit more about it when Pan's Labyrinth came out.
Okay.
It makes me think of Pan's Labyrinth, The Devil's Backbone, those movies. Yeah. And so I thought, well, let me just do a little information grab from the internet, tell you all about Franco's Spain, because obviously the time and setting of this movie is no accident, as it never is in a film.
Right.
And it was very deliberately set here, and people have a lot of theories about that. So Franco was a dictator, and he ruled Spain for a long fucking time, from like 1936 to 1975. And the guy like who plays him in the movie, when he gets bit, he looks exactly like him. Mm. It's wild. So this was post-Spanish Civil War. The country transitioned into a democracy after he died.
Like immediately FYI. After he died.
Yeah, they were like, you know, we're good with this. he was a dictator. You can I don't know how one truly defines a fascist. Some people say he was a fascist. Some people say he's kind of fascist-ish.
Fascist-leaning.
Adjacent, influenced, perhaps. But he was a totalitarian. He was anti-communist. He was pro-national Catholicism. He was a nationalist. He was very militaristic. He did a lot of censorship, cultural media censorship. So a lot of people didn't like that. He didn't believe in civil marriages. If you had a civil marriage, he voided that once you could only get married in the Catholic Church. He thought that people should only have Christian names, not like, you know, their Spanish names that they were used to. He was super into hyper-toxic masculinity. He thought women should be like helpers and mothers, and that's all, and they have no choice. And like women had rights that he like took away when he like came to power. He was about, and I've never heard this word spoken out loud, so forgive me, autarky, A-U-T-A-R-K-Y, autarky, like autarky, autarky, which is the economic system of self-sufficiency and limited trade. A country is said to be in complete state of autarky if it has a closed economy, which means that it does not engage in international trade with any other country. So he was like, that. Let's do that.
Okay.
During World War II, you don't really hear as much about Spain during World War II.
No, you sure don't.
So Italy and Germany, the Axis, had supported them during their civil war, and Spain was kind of neutral, but he still was helping Italy and Germany. So that's where they were. And yeah, so you can see how a lot of people who grew up in that time, lived in that time, or maybe their parents did, such a odd time to be alive. And I've read on the interwebs, some people were saying, I don't know how true this is, but that Natalia represents Spain and the sad clown and the happy clown represent Franco and then the rebels. I don't know. I mean, obviously there's stuff going on here, like going into play with the time and setting, and the big granite cross, that's real, very controversial. A lot of people hate it, and they, because, you know, like the represents and death and everything. So very, very interesting. And I wish I'd had time to do even more research and learn more, but I shall.
I can see that comparison with Natalia being Spain, and because, you know, she was obviously addicted basically or whatever to the happy clown, which was the
kind of chaos,
the bad boy, whatever, you know, kind of could ultimately protect you.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
did some shitty things to you.
Took your autonomy away, basically. And then there was the sad clown, which she said she felt safe with.
Right.
So it was kind of like, I could kind of see that actually.
And like when Javier goes up to the rebels after they do the car bombing.
Yeah.
And he's like, what circus are you with? You know, like, I was like, oh, it's funny, but it's also like, interesting.
Because
aren't we all just a circus? What circus are you with indeed?
Yep. All right, well, so I guess kick us off. It starts with mayhem.
It starts with some kids laughing.
Yeah. Creepy little child laughter.
Getting performed to by a sad clown and a happy clown.
I'm not a fan of clowns.
Yes.
I find them troubling. And I feel like this movie justified a lot of feelings I had about clowns. I feel vindicated. So it starts in Madrid in 1937. We're watching some clowns, and then militants storm in, and you're getting drafted, and we're going to go fight right now. So that's happening, and there's a clown. He's the happy clown, and his little boy is there, and he's like, what do I do? And he's like, I'll come.
Go to your aunt's.
Yeah, I'll meet you. And they go off into battle pretty much immediately. I appreciated, you know, them showing the brutality, the ugliness of war. Does not shy away from it. Not everybody even has guns. He has a machete. And it is kind of funny when he's like,
scare the shit out of him.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's brutal. It's ugly. It's scary.
But they make him fight immediately in his clown outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no uniform. But, and he basically takes out an entire
regiment.
Yeah. So he has this moment with his son where, you know, he's basically conscripted into this now. And he's like, they're not going to kill me because they need, like, laborers. And he's actually right about that. And he tells him, you know, they have a couple flashback in his live scenes. And he says, you cannot be the happy clown. Like, you've never been a child. You must be the sad clown.
Yeah.
And also sets him off on a course for vengeance.
As his father asked, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a red dawn.
It was like a dying, you know. It was Javier's sad clown origin story, basically.
Yeah.
You know.
The revenge kicks off pretty quickly. swiftly, and it's not super successful revenge. It's a lot of casualties, but he does take the colonel's eye.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Because later when we meet him.
And then we have this absolutely amazing credit sequence where we start to just see this kind of crawl through history on everything that's happening.
Yeah, it's historical stuff. It's some pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
You even get a Ming the Merciless.
You do. I noticed you got a Ming in there. You got, there was a movie. I forgot to write it down. I was so excited.
It was also fast, though, but I mean, like, it was.
There's a lot going on.
I'm wondering if, like, Ming is, like, a dictator, you know?
I mean, he is, emperor, yes.
You know? But, I mean, they're also showing some. I didn't look. Did you look at is clown culture, like, a big thing in Spain in the 70s? And the, you know? Because they've got all these, like, TV clips of clowns singing opera and, you know, with these beautiful voices and. You know,
the voice of an angel coming out of that clown.
Like that guy on the internet is out there now. Is that one clown who sings opera out there on the internet?
Is it Neil Perlmutter? Oh.
Is it Puddles? Puddles the clown? Is that
might
band?
Be it? Yeah,
I don't know this internet clown.
It's like a band or something. It's like a YouTuber.
Is he a juggalo? Is it like the juggalos?
No, not a juggalo. You know. Earlier, I was going to say, how long is it going to take before we get an ICP reference?
I mean, we're talking clowns. We're talking clowns. You know, I don't know, but I feel like clowns, I mean, they're certainly not as popular as they used to be.
Correct.
All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an art to clowning. There's the different archetypes and types of clowns one can be. Let's not open up that wound.
I believe there is a clown culture. I believe it is probably maybe being pushed a little underground, perhaps, but I bet it's still strong.
Underground clowning?
Underground clown.
That's a good band name.
Down with the underground clown.
I think that's actually
the sound that we're laying down.
That's going to be the next Chud Part 3, Underground Clown.
So there's so much happening. There's so much moving really, really quick. But Javier takes up the mantle of the sad clown, and he goes to work at this wild circus. And I forget the guy's name, the elephant guy. I know the elephant name is Princess.
The elephant's name is Princess.
Princess's pal.
I don't.
He's the tamer, the elephant.
Princess's pal is showing him around, and he kind of becomes like his, I don't know, it's like buddy. And we meet the hilarious dog training couple. They're very funny.
Yes.
And we get introduced to the ghost biker.
The bike rider dude.
Bitch, like turbo biking, which becomes a running gag. Very funny.
Yes.
This movie has a lot of dark humor in it. The lead clown. We meet him, the happy clown.
Sergio.
He is such a dick. He's awful.
He is not a nice dude.
He's not a nice guy.
I said, Sergio is the mean clown. not the happy clown. He's the mean clown.
He's a mean-ass clown.
But he's like a rock star, you know? It's almost like the entire circus revolves around him.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, they all kind of cater to him because they're terrified of him.
And even the ringmaster, who I'm assuming is like...
He kind of owns the circus.
Even he just, whatever Sergio wants. You know. But everyone hates Sergio.
Right, because he's mean and scary. So I think it's, you know, it's like doing that thing of like, you know, you want to make the bully happy because you're scared of the bully. And also, like, with, you know, the happy clown, the happy, funny clown being what draws all the children being their parents, and that's all the money.
Yes.
So you got to keep this happy clown
happy. So you have to keep the clown happy.
You got to keep the clowns happy.
The elephant.
So Sergio and Javier have this mutual understanding that if they were not clowns, they would be murderers. Again, I feel... justified. I feel vindicated because I said, yes, you were all murderers. You were all murderers in disguise.
See, I took that as, like, I believe Sergio.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that Javier believes that.
Well, Javier certainly goes on a murdering spree.
He does,
so
but
are
I mean,
sure?
It's just the way he's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he knows why he's a clown.
Yeah.
Why does anyone clown?
Circumstances took him to where he goes, but...
And he's a third generation clown.
Right.
Lest we forget.
This is true.
I liked the relationship between the elephant, between Princess and the trainer.
Loved it. I loved that she killed his wife.
Exactly.
So funny.
She doesn't want to see him with other women, so she crushed his wife.
So funny.
So this movie has like these weird moments like that where, you know, you're just kind of going like, oh, fuck, this is rough. This is, and then they'll do a line like that and I just start bust out laughing.
Yeah, they know when to pepper in that dark humor or something really kind of fantastical and over the top to kind of break it up, but always, again, frenetic, always moving.
Yeah.
It's like Aaron Sorkin, you know how they're always walking and talking? Yep. It's like that, but with clowns and guns.
And cursing. And
And the bike rider falling out of the
air. Like smashing in
the and falling down, like in the middle of the scene.
So the sad clown gets really banged up in all of these acts. And it's kind of like, first it's kind of like you see him with like the piano thing over his head, and it's like, yay, you know, he's happy. So he sees Natalia, and Natalia does, I've always heard that called the Spanish web, that kind of acrobating.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
I assume it originated in Spain. I don't know. Okay. But so she does that, and she's with Sergio, and he's horribly abusive towards her. She, you know, there's all the things that come with abuse and, you know, difficult. And there's also a part of her that seems to really be kind of living for chaos a little bit. Like she kind of likes to push it to the edge.
Yes.
At least for a while. Then it kind of
changes.
But, you know, you just feel so much compassion for her. It's so heartbreaking how he treats her. And, you know, it's kind of a look at like the 70s in general. And then especially knowing that during this time, women didn't have a lot of autonomy, you know, she gets punched out in the restaurant. Nobody even cares.
Right.
Yeah.
So horrible. Well, I mean, Javier cares, but everybody's kind of like, I'm sure they care, but they don't dare move.
Right.
Yes. By the way, her name is, the actress's name is Carolina Bang, and she is the director's wife.
Oh. Sergio tells a really horrifying joke.
The joke was, about a baby and a...
We don't love that.
No, don't love it.
And Javier like speaks
up. But everyone's
up.
Laughing because they're all like afraid of him.
Yeah.
You know,
Javier's like, where's the mom?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Where's the mom in all this?
Right.
Why wasn't the mom there?
And Sergio's not used to somebody standing up for him. He does not take that well. And that was kind of what he takes his anger at on Natalia at that point.
Right.
Yeah. It was it was interesting. It's a good way to introduce you to Sergio and what he, you know, the kind of person he is. And
he's so off balance.
That he's got that sense of humor, you know, paired with the violence, obviously.
Right. He likes violence and the idea of hurting people and really hurting people.
Yeah.
So Natalia and Javier go on a haunted house outing, which, of course, is really kind of funny. Mm. Is it kind of weird that the circus friends were, like, encouraging him to go, even though it's like, Sergio was going to murder him?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird that they're like...
No, it is. It's really like, and why does she keep... Like, she knows what's going to happen if her husband finds them together, you know?
But I think she...
I'm not saying she deserves what happens.
No, of course.
It's just, it's odd.
Javier is just so darn likable and so different. She's like, I can't not Javier.
Right. Can't not Javier.
And we all agree, because we all at this point, we're all loving Javier. We're all like, Javier, he's a great guy. He kind of killed some people that one time, but it's in the past.
But they were not good people, right? Weren't they?
Well, his dad ended up dying.
Yeah, but, Javier. No, Javier's the sad clown.
Yeah.
But at that point, he wasn't killing random people.
No, but he... No.
But he threw the stick of dynamite to try to get his dad out.
Yeah, that was...
That was the opposition.
And that didn't kill his dad.
That was wartime.
There was the general's horse killed.
Well, it was kind of like... It was like a domino effect that leads to his dad's death. Is this film on Tubi? I don't
know.
No, it is not anymore. It was up until the 1st of April. So I watched it on Hulu.
Hulu, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
So they go on a haunted house outing, and Javier is clearly, you know, kind of having feelings for her, and she really likes how nice and kind he is. They get back.
Is that
when he hides?
Is that when they kiss? Or is that...
No, that's that, in
that
Paris.
That came in the second. Okay.
Yeah. But they get back and Sergio's like, where is she? And he's all mad and drunk. And,
right.
They hide in the trailer. I guess he gets out.
Yeah. Yes. He gets out, but...
Yeah. They didn't really explain that. I don't know why he went inside.
I know. Of all the places, dive under it or something.
Well,
like,
no, because Javier... no. Sergio said, I'm going to go look in the trailer, and if she's not there, I'm going right. to kill her or something.
Yeah.
Or if she's with someone, I'm going to kill him.
And but, he goes in there and he
but
throws
he goes
shit around.
Inside. She was already there, so
yeah.
he shouldn't have been mad.
It's Sergio. Drunk.
It's clown logic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's drunk, evil clown man logic. So he it's throws a, shit around, and I'm assuming he just passes out in the mud.
I think so.
We don't see.
And if anything else, it just shows... her that how much Javier likes
and cares about her.
Cares about
she
her and yeah. is willing to protect her.
Yeah,
I mean, she does tell him that the excitement, whatever she says exactly, but she makes some kind of reference about it's exciting yeah. being in that close quarters with them when her
right danger you know, so nearby,
exactly kind of thing. But the point is, yeah, and they go out again to where they go.
Oh, but before that
was more okay.
Yeah, before that there was a scene that made me go ooh. So this is like Sergio confronts Javier. And Javier's like, I don't know. I might have seen her. You know, like okay. trying to get out of it. And then they're doing like this meet and greet with the children. And that's when he gets up on the elephant and he right. wants him to throw him the baby.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God. It was like so tense.
That was another scene where I just kind of like laughed really yeah. loud. When the
and he's like, you're not going to do it. And the baby goes sailing over. And luckily, Princess's pal catches the baby and gives him a new kiss. I was like, I really thought that baby was going to die. I was like, ah.
Yep. I was waiting for him to throw him because he was supposed to just pass him over.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
and then
he kept saying, I can't. It's too
right.
far.
It's but, far.
But, I was waiting for the yeet and the baby just.
The baby did yeet.
Yes.
And then the mom takes the baby. And then, of course, Sergio's like, it's your fault, Javier.
Right.
And yeah. So now we go to Paris. Now we go to Paris on their second rendezvous
yes.
of Javier and Natalia. And they're in Paris and they're in love. And he basically tells her, like, don't lead me on, you know, like, blah. And she's like, no, I really care about you. You stood up to him and you make me feel safe and, you know, all those things. Their beautiful moment does not last long.
This is at the carnival, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is when they have the gross candy apple kiss.
Yes.
Why is it gross?
Just candy apples in general?
No, I love candy apples. They should have just taken a bite out of the candy apple and I would have been happy.
No, just...
I love candy apples.
More caramel.
Yes.
Okay.
But not caramel. Only caramel.
Only caramel. Caramel. So I have never seen someone get brutally beaten on an amusement park.
the tester dang. Strength. Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's.
The mallet. We are.
And it's fucked up.
Yeah.
You are just like, oh my God, it's brutal. I mean, the whole movie's brutal. But somehow Javier lives. He does end up in the hospital, though.
But he's like, boom, and the whole thing's
ching,
like,
yeah.
ching, and then at the last one, yeah. ching, yeah. and they're all carrying, police are carrying him off. He's like, wait, I want my prize.
Right.
I hit the top.
God, and poor, Sergio.
Yeah, poor Javier's just, bleh.
So they lock Sergio up for the night, but he's going to get out. So Javier has an intense dream in the hospital that leads him to bolt from the hospital room after talking to Natalia briefly and her being like, you need to stay away. He will not stay away and he will not give up on he and Natalia's love and on his revenge for Sergio. And he just runs with no pants on for a very long time.
Wait, this is did you do the running before he does a trumpet beating?
Yeah.
He runs. So, okay.
He's
when he's hit with a mallet, the doctors say he broke some ribs.
Yes.
Oh, he's in the hospital. Escapes
so
the hospital.
He's in the hospital,
right.
And suddenly his ribs are just totally fine because he's running down hallways and jumping out of windows.
That was yeah. pretty funny. That was
yeah.
a comical scene.
And they're like cutting
there.
To like them, and then yeah. they'll cut to him running with his naked,
right.
naked
got it.
Booty.
His
that's when he
out.
Runs back to the circus, and then he grabs the trumpet.
Okay.
Yeah. This is when he gets the trumpet, and he does a brutal trumpet beating. Again, something we've never seen.
We've never seen the mauling by trumpet, if you will.
And again, I am reminded, if I was not a clown, I would be a murderer. And everybody's kind of like, Jesus, Javier, like, you took it too far. And he's got to be on the lam now. And the circus
folk. Okay, so this is where I'm a little confused.
Please.
Sergio beats Javier with a mallet, breaks some ribs, puts him in the hospital.
Sure.
Javier beats Sergio with a trumpet, disfigures his face.
Yes.
Nobody likes Sergio.
Correct.
But now everyone's like, ah, you went too far.
I think they weren't expecting it from Javier because he was such a nice guy.
They'd be a little happy. You know?
I know. And this is
like
part
of... got rid of him.
You could definitely argue that the movie has a little continuity kind of weirdness like this. However, I still think that... I think they were really shocked because Javier's such a nice guy. And he's such a stand-up
guy.
They
do stick up for him and he surfaces later on.
Yeah, they do.
You know, so I agree. They're like, holy, what the... These clowns are nuts.
Yeah, you're supposed to be fucking nice, Javier. Right. Like, I mean, I get, you know, a couple little smacks with the trumpet, but Jesus, man.
And then, he breaks in on Sergio and Natalia.
Oh, yeah, they're having
intercoursing.
Sex.
And then he, with a hook or something, like a big old freaking out, you know, hook, and just slashes and then gets the trumpet and just beats, I mean, tears his face up.
Yeah.
Kind of like Irreversible with the... fire hydrant in a way.
Just like your...
yeah, where it's just like, you're just like, this is not cutting and it's not ending.
Right.
So the circus folk take Sergio to a vet because they don't want to involve the law.
Right.
So the vet and his wife are very funny.
They are very...
Yeah, some really
not
funny...
doing it right. Don't do this. You can't...
Right.
So, well, maybe I could just sew him up and cauterize
him. The children laugh and mock Sergio for his new face, which we don't see yet, but we know that it's got to be pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Javier's on the lam, and at one point he's living in a well, like a dried out well.
And he's naked.
And a deer falls in, and he eats a raw deer. He's gone feral.
This is a scene that gets... this is where it gets weird, but I love it.
Yeah,
I mean, the fact that it's just Sergio, Javier, he's not the most fit man in the world. We'll call it that. And so he's just running around naked, like little Ken Jeong in The Hangover, you know, full peeing out, and it's like just going feral through the forest. For how long is he in there? I mean,
I don't know.
We love
weeks, months.
We love equal opportunity nudity.
Yeah, no problem with it.
We love all gender nudity.
It's just funny though.
Oh, it's very funny because it's like, why? And he's okay. He's not even trying.
Right.
To like... okay, so then...
I think he's there for a while because a lot of the deer is eaten when the pig finally falls in.
That's
there.
Like one of the things about the movie, too, is passage of time is very muddy because of the frenetic pace.
Yeah.
You don't... it feels like everything's happening immediately after each other, but that can't possibly be.
Right.
So that's part of that. That's part of you got to just roll with it.
I'm embracing it. I just think it's hysterical. He's like, he's just out there living his best... feral life.
Yeah.
Running around in the forest.
It's like, what's your plans, Javier? So
dead deer.
So he's trying to get this like wild boar that falls in, but then the boar's okay, and then it's like...
no, then the boar's trying to get it.
Yeah, then the boar's trying to like gore him.
Yeah. Chases him out of his hole.
Yeah, so now it's like they reverse.
Little Benny Hill.
Yes, there you go.
Right into the arms of
the fucking colonel.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the fucking guy that whose eye he took, and the colonel recognizes his necklace.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Son of a bitch, we're taking him with us." And so he's having a big gentleman's hunting party at his castle where he lives, and you know it's the type where there's dudes holding the bird. The pigeon or the dove, and then they let it. So it's not even like there's no sport to this. And then like a man hands you your gun, and then the man takes your gun and cleans it for you. If you're like it's one of those.
And like, then they send the dogs out to go fetch the shot bird. And
there's a new dog.
And there is a new dog, and his name is Javier.
but he has to hold the bird in his mouth. And Franco's there, and he's like, son.
Even Franco is like,
this is
a little much, Colonel.
And yeah, he's like, this is not very Christian of you. And he tries to like tell Javier, like, have some pride. And Javier bites him.
He's gone feral.
But when Franco's telling you that you're not a very good person.
Right.
I'm like, sure.
How bad are you?
Yeah. So it's almost like, I'm sure that was like one for the people there where he bites the man. So we get the impression. Oh, let's put a pin in that. So then we catch back up at the circus folk. They're kind of down on their luck because without their clowns, especially their lead clown, they're in trouble. They can't sell tickets. They can't pay their bills.
No circus.
So they take over Club Kojak.
Love you, baby.
I am aware of Kojak because of I Love the 70s.
Okay.
And it was like, why Kojak? Why Kojak? But so they've taken over the club. So they seem to be doing pretty well. And she's doing like, she's dancing. She's doing her acrobatic thing. People are loving it. So they're doing okay.
They're doing okay.
So random.
It is. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's, where are they still in Paris at that point?
No, they're back in Spain.
Okay.
Yeah. So they throw Javier in like the trash room.
Church room.
Like a storage room. But it's also like,
because there was an altar and a, yeah, you know.
A giant Mary.
So I felt like it was like a unused private chapel.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he also throws trash.
Which probably makes sense because the colonel isn't very Christian. So he's part of this organization.
But he's not really like, living the life.
He's not, no.
That giant Mary doll. I was just like, Javier, my eyes lit up. Only I didn't see Natalia. I saw the Mary statue, the doll. And I was like, oh, I want it. Oh, I want it so bad. Can you imagine that in my doll collection?
Yeah, Scott would love it.
Be the crowning glory. So Javier, you think he's going Joker. And he kind of goes a little Two-Face on you. He's still feral in a different way.
Yeah, he goes this,
you know.
He basically opening up the boxes, finds the Pope outfit. I'm going to call it the Pope outfit. I'm not sure what else.
Priestly garment.
Priestly, yeah. But
I said he has papal clown energy.
But the best thing is how he decides, oh, now I got to deface myself. I have to disfigure myself.
Some
kind of acid, I'm going to call it.
Then an iron.
Yeah. And then ironed it. Give it
in his lips. Ironed his lips. First the cheeks. And then you're like, oh, that's the lips.
And then cut his eyebrows to give his...
little clownish face.
Didn't really seem to do anything. But anyway.
Oh, so if you are one of those people that has the phobia about the little holes, you have that little hole phobia, you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
He gets little holes.
Yeah, his skin.
Yes.
So.
That little spongy, I can't remember what it's called, but yeah.
Spongy what's it?
Spongy what's it phobia.
If you have the spongy what's it phobia, he gets that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's a look.
It's interesting.
And he decides he does not want to be held prisoner and executed, and he would rather do some executing.
Right. He just goes, I mean, this is where I'm like, all right, this is building to a very good finale because it's a clown.
Now we're cooking.
He just says, I'm going to bust the hell out of here. I'm going to grab me some guns. I'm going to kick everyone's butt. I mean, I'm expecting something big here.
We finally get to see Sergio's face, and it is rather shocking. So he's kind of stalking Natalia one night, and so then we see he's still around. And then Javier kind of re-enters society in his new era as a fully vengeful murderous clown. He goes into a movie theater where the Ballad of the Sad Trumpet is playing. He's talking to the screen and thinks his dad's there. lots of shooting.
I like that. I do like that song that the clown on screen is singing.
Lovely. It's beautiful.
So it is. Very, very lovely.
Javier's friends, this is where the circus folk, they want to help him. And I put in my notes, I'm not sure they should. I'm kind of like, I don't know that they should help him. Is this the
maybe
diner
just
scene?
That desperate for a clown at this point.
Yeah. Maybe.
I believe it's a diner scene, yeah.
Yeah. So the diner scene is the one that's really famous, and it's the one with the gif where he's...
Right, he's got his two guns out.
Yeah.
starts blasting. puts the gun at the one kid.
Yeah.
The kid comes out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, poor little boy.
Yeah, but luckily the dad comes in and takes the kid. It's okay. So.
He's getting a lot of mixed messages from the things that he's experiencing talking to him. You know, the clown is like, end this. And his dad's like, vengeance. He's running around, he's shooting. Natalia and Sergio are now together doing birthday parties unsuccessfully.
Yeah. Poor Sergio can't clown no more.
Yeah, I wouldn't say poor Sergio. Yeah, don't feel bad for him.
He's still awful.
Everything.
Yeah. Oh, no, quite.
He's still abusive and terrible.
He's still a bad guy.
But
of course, lashes out at her a bit again, and then of course she apologizes, and she just kind of stands there. And
he can take no responsibility.
Right.
He's always got to blame her and blame other people, and that's not healthy, Sergio. So. He gets an ice cream truck. Javier gets an ice cream truck.
But yeah.
He stole it. He commandeers an ice cream truck. And he's driving, and then Natalia's there, and he's going to kidnap her in the ice cream truck. And he does, but a car bomb goes off. And that's where we were talking about earlier, where he goes to the rebels that did the bomb, and he's like, what circus are you from? Because clowns are murderers.
Yes.
As we know now.
And I'm guessing that's probably like an actual bombing that
I think
took
that's
place,
historically something that happened. Yeah. I got that energy too.
Some higher up out. Yeah.
What if there really was a clown there? And that's like what started this.
Maybe.
That could be.
Yeah.
So they go.
It's stranger than fiction.
That's true.
Because they do say in the newscast that a clown in an ice cream, cream truck was seen. So I wonder, wouldn't that be?
Okay.
What if this whole movie was like based on like this one event, one interview?
Interesting. Okay.
News. I don't know. Didn't find anything about that though.
Let's have the chat do the research for us and put it in the comments below. How's that?
Just put it right there. Copy paste it right there. So it's sad to see the animals. Animals get a bad shake in this movie. You can see them and they're all like
confined. Right? Yeah.
Horrid. Horrid.
But so they make it to their final
hideout,
if you will, which is like in the mountains a ways away.
Yeah.
In some very large. I don't even know what it is.
It's kind of a quarry because this is where they did the granite thing,
okay.
Which again is real.
It's a real thing.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of like construction quarry.
Thing. Right. But it's got what I was like, is that another ossuary? Are we like,
well, that's an, I think an homage to all the people that died.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, is that like our second movie in three picks that's got a large bone room or
throne room
bone room anyway but pleasure.
So the circus folk know where he is and they're kind of helping him hide out. Javier's like bouncing on a trampoline and like, ee, we're together, ee. And she's like, I don't love this side of you, like it's kind of not great. And of course, this is where his dad died, and you know, so it's poignant. So now Sergio, back in his clown makeup, I have in my notes here, I can't escape these clowns. And he brings the cops, right? They're like, he's like, yes. We're gonna go there. And I also put here, Natalia likes the sad clown, not the psychotic clown. So it's now we're at like kind of the big standoff. There's like the police. And there's, like, the circus folk, and the circus folk are, like, trying to aid Javier.
Right. All Sergio cares about is basically killing...
Javier, yeah.
Sergio cares about killing Javier, getting Natalia back.
Yeah.
Maybe killing her, too. We don't really know.
Probably.
You know, yeah. But... So you've got cops shooting at everything.
Missing
a lot. You got... They're climbing on up the rocks.
The granite
and
cross.
The granite and up the statue faces and... Everyone's shooting. They got the circus folks saying, I gotta help, you gotta help. And
that was, they're so funny.
Because you got the rocket, the motorcycle.
You got the motorcycle
turbo bike guy.
It's like, I can do it this time. I got the mixture correct.
Right. The throttle's fixed.
complicated. The throttle was not fixed. Well, I mean, it kind of worked. I would say, okay.
He got up there.
It worked. However, at what cost?
Yes. Right. Landing
and,
was a
and
problem.
And what was his plan?
He sacrifices himself for love. So they make it. Natalia is wrapped up in fabric and, you know, she's going to do her descend.
Right.
But she doesn't get to do it properly.
She's doing great up until...
Yeah. Is Sergio push her?
No, she goes down off the cross down doing her thing.
Yeah, but I don't remember if she jumps or is pushed.
I feel like she did it on purpose.
She jumped to knock Sergio off?
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah.
Because he gets wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
Too. Yes, right. Yes, she wrapped his foot around it, yes.
Yeah.
And then she jumped off to yank him off.
And unfortunately, she, like, cracks her spine. Breaks her
back. Yeah, it comes to a stop immediate, and it...
I was sad, Natalia! Yeah. I was so sad for her.
Yeah, that was sad.
So, the object of their affections, the thing they've set out on this rampage for, she's dead.
Yeah.
And now we have the two of them in the back of the squad car, alternating laughing and screaming.
Yeah.
And they're together in the end. In their delusion. Yeah,
they're basically going to spend probably the rest of their lives together.
They're going to kill in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, it's kind of like the irony of, like, you go through all of this just to end up together. And again, I was like, I just watched this last night, so I haven't had enough time to chew it.
Okay.
But I'm like, he's saying something here. Where are two clowns during the Franco, and it's near the end of the war, and now they're together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's stuff happening there. And I like the stuff. I just think it's probably going to take me a while to parcel out the threads. But I love the threads that he laid down. I love it when filmmakers make brutal, crazy, weird, surrealist, over-the-top movies, and they have, like, a messaging behind it. It's such good art.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have my last little note here. It says, circus peeps are extreme. Because...
Oh my God, it's funny. What the ringmaster says at one point, is there any one of us that's not fucking crazy? Like, in this group. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you happy you ended up picking it?
Yeah, I have no regrets.
I'm glad. Yeah. I mean, I've been waiting for like over 10 years to watch this movie, and I finally did.
There you go. That's cool. It just makes me want to watch more of his stuff now.
Yeah. Everything, yeah.
Right. Like, we started watching 30 Coins. It wasn't like...
I know, we love it.
It was a coincidence that...
And I've seen Witching and Bitching.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. How's that?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So cool. There you go.
Well, there you go, everyone. Hopefully you'll see it. Christy, hopefully we changed your mind, and maybe you'll give this movie a watch.
Did we Zardoz you, Christy?
That's right. And Jake Jollypopped on and said that...
Jake Jollypop.
That's part two of our band, but and said that it's available on Amazon for $12 on Blu-ray.
Oh,
and then something about his dad used to say circuses are free, but the cotton candy isn't, or something like that.
The best things in life are never free. No, Grandpa used to say life's a circus, but the cotton candy isn't free, and you'll never see circus peanuts candy. Never see circus peanuts candy
at the circus. Okay.
That's there a lot. Go. That's something a lot to think about.
Cool.
Thank you, Jake, for weighing in.
Always.
Okay.
Well, we've got a game. I guess technically it is a game. Maybe we have an event planned.
So give us a few seconds to get into position.
We're back.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Well, you know what? We talked about the circus today.
The last circus.
We talked about clowns today.
Mm.
We figure why not play a game that has to do with circuses and clowns. So for you, we are going to attempt an Atari 2600 classic. I'll let you hold. Circus Atari. Yay!
This is a game for one or two players.
It is indeed.
You could write to Atari in Sunnyvale and give them your feedback on this program.
So this is a 1978 game, so it's one of the earlier ones.
Wow. There's
a little manual in here.
Where did you get this?
This is from eBay.
This is from eBay.
But yeah, so this is all this is like original stuff. We're so small right now, no one can probably see, but we're holding up anyway. But that's okay, because that's okay. No, don't waste.
So
the object of the game is pop, pop, pop. Do you care to read any of that?
Pop the balloons and score points.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So, want to know a bit of trivia about me?
Sure.
I've never played an Atari anything.
Really? Ever in your life?
No.
So this is your first time?
Yes. So I don't even know what I'm looking at.
That is exciting.
Would you like to know some trivia about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've played one of these things. I basically haven't played one either.
So what's the difference in our paddles
okay.
here?
So we have the paddles are what you use for the circus Atari.
Okay.
So because you swivel back and forth like you would if you were playing Pong or Breakout, those kind of games, which I know you don't know. But the button does nothing in this game. You just basically swivel back and forth. The okay. idea is the little clown is going to jump off and you have to catch him on the end.
That's the game?
That's the game. Yeah.
I thought this was like some funny thing that producer Scott pulled up for the meantime. This is the way the fucking game looks?
This is the game. This is what people
What's circus about this?
This is life-changing shit right here.
I mean, I appreciate the history of video games and where they came from and where they are now, but Jesus Christ.
You're shitting on my childhood right now.
No, I'm shooken because for somebody that's never seen this, never touched one, never like seen this played.
Okay.
I'm shook.
Someone who's used to, okay, this is the first controller. All right, so this is a two-player game. I feel like Sandra and Caleb should go. So, right. So Caleb, you have player one.
Would you like to know some more trivia about me?
Yeah.
I suck at video games.
So I'm not doing anything right now.
No, Caleb's going to go first.
So I hit the...
No, the button, he said you don't use the button.
Well, how do I start it, though? How does it start?
I think...
maybe you do use the button.
Maybe try to... Yeah, maybe push it to start. What happened? It changed colors. Let's push this. Okay, try pushing it again. There you go. Catch that guy when he comes down.
Fuck. Javelin spear.
Okay,
at
now
me
it's your turn to try it.
What the hell?
So you have to catch him on the end of your thing.
Don't panic.
Ah! 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 Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
0-2.
Shit.
Try again, Caleb.
Yeah, move that shit fast.
There you go. There you go. There.
Oh, you did good.
There you go. The idea is to knock about all those balloons up top that are moving around.
Those are balloons.
Jesus Christ, he moves fast.
These aren't balloons. Those are just little squares.
There's a sweet spot. There's a sweet spot.
Is there?
Yes.
He looks like the baby in the movie. You remember the fucking baby? That's him.
That's my baby.
You're really good at this, Caleb.
That was good, Caleb. You got to get
towards the end, yeah.
I keep moving it the wrong way. Like, my brain says move it this way, but it's not right.
Wait, how many turns do we get?
I think you get 5.
This isn't... Oh, man. Most games, you only get 3.
Jesus. Ah! Fuck, the baby's going! Oh. Ah, the baby's dead!
Ma, the baby! The baby! Ah! The baby. Ah!
My brain is like, what are you doing to me?
So, for you podcasters in Fiji, just say no. Sandra has not hit one balloon yet.
No, and I've just killed many little people. Fuck, I have to go again. This is stressful.
Last one, and then you're done.
Until round 2.
I cannot with this.
I think this controller might be a little extra
juicy.
Yeah,
moving Lucy as well. Juicy. Okay, well, so
what is it?
Neil
the winner,
needs a turn.
The winner goes on.
There you go.
Producer Scott, are you coming over for a turn? No.
No? You sure?
You sure? Okay.
All right, Caleb, we'll try again.
All right.
You still got first go.
I try to. Oops. Oh,
see that baby gonna get you.
Shouldn't have sang.
That's the singing that did it.
Yes.
Hey, yo!
You got the baby!
Hey, oh, well.
He did.
It's a clown, though. It's supposed to be a clown.
It's a baby because he's
it's
small.
It's Javier and Sergio.
It is Javier and Sergio.
Get up there.
You're getting him.
Get up there, you clown. None of my guys are going
how
high
do you
enough.
Make him, how do you make it go higher?
You probably got to get it
right
on
the
edge.
Man.
But not kill it.
So Neil was doing great, but did you get any?
Nope, I got none.
Wow.
Because it wouldn't get up high enough.
That sound sound is like so scary that it makes...
Oh, this is like...
It's so very technical.
It's so very Atari. Sound.
Hey, I got some. I got some. Get up there.
Come on. Neil ain't clowning around.
This is hard.
Circus Atari. Who knew?
Shit.
Wow.
All right.
Go, Neil, go.
Come on, Neil. You can do it.
I'm trying.
Oh, you can do it. Well, I'm trying.
I thought you killed the baby that time for sure.
Son of a gun.
Sometime baby kill you.
Get those little blocks in the sky that are supposed to be balloons.
Get the balloons.
Circus Atari on the 2600.
There you go.
Well, that I can't do anything about that.
You did it, though.
No, but like you landed right on my guy.
You couldn't move.
I can't move any further. You
any
know?
Further back.
What are you supposed to do?
Supposed to die.
That was it.
Okay. They expect you to die.
You won that one, Neil.
I have no clue.
That's the score at the top.
I don't think I got any.
You might not have that time.
All right, we'll try it one more time.
So, Sandra. Right,
I'm going to trade off with somebody. This game stresses me out.
You can do it. Hey,
I've played twice now.
You did it.
Woo!
I'm going to go.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I do think this controller might be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But.
I think this one's just got a real.
It's loosey goosey. Oh, nice.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton.
Fuck, I'm stuck in a corner.
I must have played them all.
With you.
How'd I miss you? Oh, Sandra done shot me in the butt.
I got it on the ricochet.
Shot me in the butt.
This is hella stressful, you guys. Run, little man.
Off the wall, I got you.
How do I... Shit, I feel like I'm stuck. there I go. I'm coming for you.
Tie game. Oh, I'm getting out of here. Sandra's got the peg on me.
Okay, you can't shoot yourself.
Nope. Yeah. She's got the...
I'm coming for you, Neil. I feel like this thing is like... I'm pulling
Come
the
on,
fucking
Bluey.
Stick with all my strength and nothing's happening.
It takes for... What the... My hyper warped. Do you want to try airplanes?
Is it just the same as this?
No.
No.
A little different. I'm going to get you... Oh, I'm not going to go in there because Sandra's got...
Come on, motherfucker. Go! I'm like pressing the button and nothing's happening. We're right next to each other now. No! 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 God, that sound is terrible.
It is.
Come here, Neil.
I'm coming. What you got?
That's some blue bullets. Tank bullets. Are they still bullets if they're in a tank?
That's a good question.
Is it War Tour?
Oh, it's blinking. Time's running out.
I'm stuck! My thing, like... Oh, I came off the other side! What the fuck? Okay, I'm pressing this stick and nothing
is
happening.
Well, you're against the wall now.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to get out!
Oh, game over. Okay. How about invisible tanks?
No,
I'm good.
Okay, tanks. How about there's airplanes?
Go for it, Caleb.
Which one's me?
I don't know.
Up
I don't
and
know
down,
who you are.
Up and down. You can't see green and red, can you?
Oh, it still kind of makes
I'm
the
assuming
same.
That was me.
Yeah, it still makes the same sound as the tank.
Come on, Caleb, what you got?
Nothing.
I have no game.
I'm the Red Baron.
Not a damn
You're the
thing.
Red Baron.
Look at me, I'm red.
I'm red.
I mean, Caleb, a Snoopy.
You got position on me.
Come on, Maverick. Let's see what you got.
This was the inspiration for Top Gun.
I'm going to go in the clouds.
Is that what those are?
I don't even think you shot me. Just ran into me.
No, you shot me right there.
What?
You shot me again.
You just got him.
What? I've been looking at the wrong one.
You thought you were killing me the entire time?
No.
Oh, is that like when little kids play and they think they're doing it?
I think so. Yeah. This is basically the story of Neil and I.
You're just firing blindly.
Blindly shooting.
Were we just talking about Point Break?
This is combat from like probably this is the disc, the cartridge that used to come with the Atari 2600.
Oh, this was the starter pack?
Yeah, this is the one that came with it.
Shit.
So
that's why you're so good at it.
That's it. I used to play this over and over.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't. I was once I was able to get my own games, this game went away quick. Anyway. Want to try some others?
Yeah. Bored of these planes.
Yeah. There's also two planes.
Jesus.
And there's three planes and a big plane. And then there's jets also.
Ooh, jets.
Well, you gave me helicopters when we could have been doing jets.
Benny and the jets.
Benny!
Anyway, you want to try?
No, I don't like this one. I thought we were doing some other than planes.
Well, tanks and planes.
Yeah. That's all there is?
Tanks and planes.
Oh, shit. I thought there was more
helicopters
coming.
And jets.
These things only have so much memory.
So what is this? How do we do this?
It's the same thing.
Up and down make you move. No, maybe not. Left and okay, it's left and right in the jet. Sorry.
Like, what the fuck? Are you trying to sabotage me?
Look how fast we're moving.
I'm moving a lot faster these days.
Yeah. Come get me.
Jet
come get
superiority.
Me. Come get me.
I know. Trying. Just fire all the time. You don't run out.
Never stop firing.
Exactly.
Always be firing.
There you go.
ABF. I'm just going to go in circles.
These colors are pretty, though. I like these colors.
Oh, are those colors?
Are you seeing gray?
No, I see
I getcha.
I see a purple.
I'm going to get you.
Magenta? No. What color is that background?
Purple.
It's purple, yeah.
Okay.
Purple.
So I got that
God,
one.
It's kind of confusing how you come out the other side.
Are the clouds teal or are they
They're
white?
Teal. All
right, got that. Is there a coral and a yellow jet?
It's a coral.
Coral! You got my jet, coral! We're like doing nothing. I kind of shot you a couple times. Oh, now you're cooking.
Now we're cooking with propane.
Fire. Ooh! You're fast now. It's coming easier.
I've gone full Holly Bier on you.
Too much. Too much, Neil.
Too soon.
I can't believe
Dog
you would
fight.
Do that.
I feel like my
you
thing
the,
is
you were the nice one. Sandra was the
I am not any of these
the
clowns.
Happy clown.
I'm none of these clowns. I speared you.
You speared me.
Come back here, you motherfucker.
Right in the gut.
Ah, I'm gonna get
what you. Got? What you got?
I'm gonna shoot you more.
Taking out all her aggression.
It's kind of annoying how long it takes it to reset, too, isn't it?
Well, you know, you're working with, like...
70s.
Not even, like, 8-bit. You're working with 486.
486 what?
I don't know. I'm making things up. Anyway.
We tied?
We tied! Yay!
Yay! Good job!
That's combat, everyone.
Here's combat in Circus Atari.
He's a combat Carl.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we played some Circus Atari.
We played.
Do you feel like you got to live the life of Javier?
It was
and
like
Sergio?
Being in the film.
Definitely.
It was like being in the
Definitely.
Film.
Right there.
For sure.
Well, what's happening in 2 weeks from now?
We're going to watch another film.
Okay.
Which is going to be Backcountry.
Backcountry.
Mm-hmm. And it's available.
That sounds like
on
a
streaming.
Serious movie.
Well, it's a horror movie. I believe it's on Netflix right now. Backcountry.
Okay. Is it a what do you call that genre? Not folklore.
Horror.
Horror, but what's the subgenre?
I have to wait
Can't
and see.
Can't say? Okay.
I think you should just watch it. Go in blind.
Okay. All right.
The less you know.
The less you know, the more you know. All right, everybody.
Cool. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.
We hope you had
fun.
We hope you had a very 70s good time. 70s video games, 70s movie. Well, not movie, but you know, took place in the 70s. This is-
Culture is filmed before a live studio audience in Santa Rosa, California. Check out the video version of this podcast on YouTube, or find us online at theculture.com. We appreciate you listening and hope you can leave some positive comments. Thanks again and talk with you soon.
From eBay.